So we're all together and hopefully solving the situation that I can't believe I'm hearing in the news once again from the Wall Street Journal, that apparently there's a run on certain supplies in certain stores. And one of the things that apparently is, in some places, short on shelves is, once again, toilet paper. Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Okay, there we are again.
This is from the Wall Street Journal. It says the latest toilet paper demand is coming as the Delta variant drives COVID-19 cases and deaths up across the United States, with some folks foreseeing another lockdown. Americans have used up their stockpiles from the first time and are beginning to buy again in bulk, according to the Wall Street Journal. Manufacturers of toilet tissue say they are responding to the increase in demand. Kimberly Clark says it's monitoring the situation closely and working hard to produce more toilet paper and other essential paper products to meet consumer demands. How nice. Mm. We remain vigilant with consumer demand and will continue to produce and ship as much product out to retailers as possible.
Okay.
Georgia Pacific says that we'll continue to produce toilet paper and towels 24/7 across our system. Wow. We got to ramp it up 24/7. Our customers may be experiencing small demand surges locally, and we are responding like other manufacturers. We continue to face a variety of challenges across the supply chain, including shipping, transportation, logistics, and labor. The advice, by the way, for shoppers is, if you find an empty shelf, to ask stores when shipments are expected. Or, I love this advice, check with another location. Maybe you'll find it there. Well, boy.
we missed the boat with this. We really did.
We did. How's that?
Yeah, they should have figured out a way to impregnate the toilet paper with a COVID preventative. We would have solved the issue a long time ago.
Oh, man.
I think maybe that's a future. Yeah, I don't know.
You need to contact
thinking outside the box.
some medical researchers or something like that, or something like that. That's a possibility.
Or outside the role, whatever. You
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to think. I didn't. Last time I was in the store, I didn't see anything like this.
I'll let you know tomorrow because I'm
going
to go.
Okay, please let us know. I want to know if it's actually something that's occurring here.
Let's see if I can find my Cheez-Its.
I have seen signs. Remember, we talked about, was it last week, some products that there were shortages on, including pet food.
Pet food, yep.
And what was the other thing we talked about? Because I've seen signs.
Mm-hmm.
On the,
what were a few of the others? Well, I told you how I was having trouble getting Alfredo sauce.
Alfredo, yes.
Which I don't know why, but yeah, it was.
Life is so difficult.
It is. First world problems.
Yes.
Yes.
It's the important things.
Yes.
I've seen the signs where it's, this product supply is limited and we're having troubles, but yeah, it was pet food. Remember that? Because I was looking for something for the dog.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what the other thing was, but so it's out there.
We are. Yeah, with the Delta variant. I think I heard on was America This Morning during their business portion, weren't they saying that I think restaurant attendance had dropped a bit here during the last month or so?
Well, it was, what was it, McDonald's was made the big news that they were thinking of perhaps closing the indoor, the lobbies again.
Oh, see, now the one where next door to me has always been, still has never opened.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Some of them around here have opened, but it'd be interesting to see if they close again.
Yeah, the drive-thru has been open the whole time, but not the indoor, not the restaurant portion where I live.
Yeah, I heard some people have a little sticker shock on some prices in restaurants. Even in the store, I know someone who went shopping yesterday and came home with $150 worth of no meat or anything. He didn't get much for $150.
And speaking of that,
did they buy if they didn't get much for $150? Jeez. Time to clip on. Time to use the coupons here.
Time to start to,
Come on. Watch Supermarket Shop.
I haven't seen any uptick in gasoline at this point. I think 319 is
319.
Pretty much the high.
Which I was expecting with Labor Day and all that.
What's happening in the Gulf again.
What's happening in the Gulf, right?
Well, it's only Wednesday.
True.
You might see it go up more yet.
And again, it is below 3 in some cases.
I saw 294. I can't remember where it was, but it might have been Bay City, but I saw 294.
I was going through
a
downtown Saginaw where I saw it at below 3 bucks the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, just so you know, we'll have to monitor this. And maybe you listeners, if you're seeing something that's odd or you're experiencing it, let us know. As we talked about, you know, email us. We'd like to hear from you to get an idea of what's going on that maybe we're missing. But that's according to the Wall Street Journal. And maybe it's in certain areas of the country that's maybe more prominent than around here.
Yeah, right. Don't know.
I don't know.
There was some good news, though. It sounded like, I think I heard during CBS News, one of the reports here this morning that, what was it? In July, there was an average of 500,000 Americans getting vaccinated, and last month it went up to 900,000.
Yeah, so, I did hear there was the uptick.
Uptick there. So that's good. And just everybody still has to be careful. We have a friend of the family who was vaccinated but got sick a couple of weeks ago. He's fine, and he said if he didn't get the shot, he'd probably be in the hospital because he got it pretty bad.
What's the population of the country? Isn't it like 350 million or something like that?
Yeah.
Pushing it.
If they're vaccinating 900,000 a day.
No, a month. That was last month.
A month.
That was
okay.
Last month.
Okay.
Yeah, for the month of August. For the month of August. Yeah, I think we're around, for the United States, it's maybe above. What are we? Art, have you seen numbers?
The last number I had heard was 160 fully vaccinated or something like that.
So is that... That's not even
50%.
Not even 50%.
Fully
yet.
Vaccinated, but there were a lot more that were single vaccinated.
Right. Right. So, anyway, be careful. And I hear that too.
It's always nice to have the grasping mode when we're on the morning team show.
Hey, at least somebody's working.
Yeah.